This is Utah True Crime. So I'm not a professional podcaster. I don't have a studio. I'm a newbie, but I have a passion for true crime, and I really want to highlight cases from the Beehive State where I live in Salt Lake City. I didn't know that Utah had so many unsolved disappearances, murders, suspicious deaths until I started looking into the Utah State Department of Safety. And I was really shocked that I had never heard of a lot of these cases, despite me being a true crime enthusiast and listening to a lot of podcasts. My name's Renee, and I live in Salt Lake City. Like I said, I have a passion for true crime, and this is not my 9-to-5. So this is kind of like a passion project that I'm starting. My goal for this podcast, Utah True Crime, is to highlight cold cases, active missing persons cases, and disappearances at the Beehive State. I'm very surprised that I don't recognize a lot of the cases that we're going to talk about on this podcast. My hopes is to have this podcast be as ethical as possible, reporting only facts that I can find online and through FOIA requests. However, we all know that not every investigation is thorough and not everything reported online is true. So I just want you guys to have some grace with me, knowing that I'm not a professional podcaster, but my goal is to produce this podcast as ethically as possible while highlighting cases from the Beehive State, because there are so many names and people who deserve their names to be brought up again, and their families, they want their loved one's case to be talked about, to hopefully have some sort of completion. So that is the goal with Utah True Crime. I hope you tune in with me every week. I'm not exactly sure what day of the week I will publish my podcast, but I would love it if you follow my podcast on Instagram at Utah True Crime Pod. And you can also follow me along on Patreon. I'm hoping to set that up as a way for people to support the show. And then also, thank you for listening and welcome. Like I said, I'm not a professional. This might sound a little choppy. I might be rambling, but I really appreciate you being here to highlight a lot of forgotten cases out of the Beehive State. And if you have any case suggestions, please, please email me, or you can Instagram DM me. However, email would probably be better. My email is utahtruecrimepodcast@gmail.com. So any missing persons cases, any cases you want to see me cover, please send in recommendations. I have a very long list, but I love having listened to recommendations. Thank you. And I'll see you next time on Utah True Crime Podcast.